Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're in the Lord's house today where we have gathered together to worship our Lord. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship to Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 12 where we read, "There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet are not washed from their filthiness." I could not help but think, but when we come together to worship the Lord each and every Sunday, why do we come? Why do we come? Some individuals come because they like the fellowship. Some people come because they honestly want to worship the Lord. Some come with preconceived ideas about church that I'll take a little bit, but I'll leave some of it behind. There's all kinds of reasons, and I would imagine as many people that are here, we'd have slight variations of reasons of why we've come today. But I want to tell you, one is to allow God to expose whatever sin is in my life so that I can confess it before God and find cleansing. To know the reality of my heart. Every time you come to God's Word, whether it's in your own personal devotions, whether it's when we've gathered together corporately to worship together, each time the Scriptures are open, I have to come and realize that I'm opening a mirror. That's what I'm doing. The Bible says that the Scriptures are like a mirror that reflect to us the reality of our condition. And he says here in this passage, Agur says, "There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes." In other words, they've determined, predetermined, that they are pure in their own eyes, yet they are not clean from their filthiness. They're in denial. They're in denial. And I wonder how many of us this morning are in denial. Maybe we think that we've come to the place of some spiritual plateau that we can never fall from. Let me tell you something. In the walk with the Lord, it's easy to stumble and to fall. Nobody reaches plateaus and stays on there unless they stay in this book. Because if you don't stay in this book daily and are washed daily by the Word of God and the mirror of God's Word reflects to you the genuine condition of your heart, you will stumble and you will fall. That's why Paul said, "He that thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall." In other words, we don't reach these levels and just stay on there and then we go up to a next level and stay on there unless we are in the precious Word of God. But Agur says there is a generation that think that they have reached it, but personally they are unclean. They are, as it says here in this passage, they are not washed from their what? Filthiness. I mean, they are filthy and they are vile, and yet they say to themselves, "I'm pure. I'm pure as something that just comes out of a washing. I'm just as clean as they come." But they are denying the reality of their true condition. And so I would encourage you today, as we've come together to worship the Lord, that we come with the right attitude. That we come, "Lord, you show me today where there's sin in my heart. Lord, show me in the true reality of my condition. Bring it out to the front so, Lord, you can deal with it. So I'm not living in denial." As long as you live in denial, you cannot be helped. You cannot be, it's like in an individual that a doctor tells them, "Listen, you've got something seriously wrong with him." No, I don't. No, I don't. You can live in denial if you want to. Or you can listen and it be revealed and it be dealt with. You see, that's the problem. Just because you deny it does not mean that the problem's not there and it's gone away. Sin is in every one of us at differing levels. We need the cleansing of the Word of God. We need to know the truth. And the Bible says when you know the truth, you can be set what? Free. That's what we want, is freedom in Jesus Christ today.